Good morning. Cold, high pressure brought temperatures down into the teens and lower 20s overnight, and that's where we're starting off this morning. High clouds, well in advance of the next storm, are already streaming in, so perhaps some limited sunshine, especially north toward the Canadian border. However, overcast skies will quickly dominate, and clouds will gradually lower and thicken for the remainder of the morning. This will prevent temperatures from climbing that quickly today and will only slowly get through the 20s and into the lower 30s for afternoon highs. At the same time, that storm we're expecting to develop will continue to make progress up the eastern seaboard while intensifying over the next 24 hours. On this track, light snow will break out across southern sections of New York and New England by the early to middle part of the afternoon. By the middle to late part of the afternoon and the drive home, the light snow will reach the I-90 corridor and then later on after dark overspread northern New York and New England. By the end of the day, most locations south of I-90 will have a coating of snow on the ground. Overnight tonight, as the storm intensifies along the coast, we will see steadier and heavier snow throughout the region. It is at this point in the mid and lower Hudson Valley we'll see a mix with and a change to sleet, maybe even some freezing rain, and then perhaps even just plain rain in the lower Hudson Valley and southernmost New England by sunrise on Friday. The snow will continue north and west of the greater Capital District and into northern parts of New England as well into the morning hours on Friday. Most everything in terms of precipitation will wind down early Friday morning and will be left with scattered rain and snow showers on Friday afternoon as the storm system pulls away. When all is said and done, storm total accumulations will range from 6 to 9 inches across the western Catskills, the western Mohawk Valley, the Adirondacks, and Green Mountains. From the eastern Catskills into the greater Capital District, the Lake George Saratoga area, southernmost Vermont, and northern parts of Berkshire County, 4 to 6 inches of snow will fall by early tomorrow morning. And as we get into the Mid-Hudson Valley, the Taconics, the Southern Berkshires, and Litchfield Hills, we could look for 2 to 4 inches. South and east of these locations in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, we can expect a slushy coating of 1 to 3 inches of snow. As the storm system continues to depart over the weekend, we'll be left with drier weather on Saturday, and high temperatures with a mix of sun and clouds will make it into the lower 40s. We'll stay in the 30s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday before another front heads our way with the chance of snow showers on Monday with highs in the upper 30s. It'll be mostly sunny and colder behind that front on Tuesday, with readings going back into the lower 30s before rebounding a bit toward 40 degrees on the big travel day next week, Wednesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 10 above zero, with a northwest wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 25 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 20 degrees, the dew point 10, 65% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.61 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow, sleet, changing to rain in the mid-30s, Boston increasing clouds in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, thickening clouds with snow moving in by the end of the day and highs in the middle 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 33 degrees, the low 22, the average temperature 28, that's 12 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, that amounted to 6/10 of an inch of snow, bringing the monthly total to 8/10 of an inch, which is 1/10 above normal. Also 8/10 of an inch for the season, which is 2/10 of an inch below normal. There were 37 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 316 now for the month, and 858 for the season, which is 104 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high, 74, set in 1993, and the record low, 14, in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m., sunset this evening 4:32 p.m., 9 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today with light snow moving in toward Glens Falls by sunset, highs in the upper 20s. Snow heavy at times tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, thickening clouds today with light snow moving in after noon, highs in the lower 30s. Snow and sleet tonight, changing to freezing rain, then rain overnight, temperatures holding in the 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with light snow moving in during the mid to late afternoon hours and highs around 30. Snow heavy at times tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, thickening clouds today with light snow moving in after noon, highs in the lower 30s. Snow and sleet tonight mixing with freezing rain in spots overnight, temperatures holding in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Thickening clouds today with light snow moving in towards sunset, highs in the lower 30s. Snow heavy at times tonight, perhaps mixed with some sleet, lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, any snow or mixed precipitation in the morning winding down as rain and snow showers and some drizzle in the afternoon, upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday in the lower 40s, partly sunny, 30s on Sunday. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold with snow showers Monday, upper 30s. Back to the lower 30s with mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, and staying in the 30s with a snow shower possible on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.